From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news from Friday, May 22nd through Tuesday, May the 26th. I'm Philip Grand. The Daily Freeman is reporting a Memorial Day fire destroyed several vehicles and seriously damaged the structural integrity of the Department of Public Works garage in Kinderhook on Monday, May 25th. The fire has been ruled accidental by the Columbia County Cause and Origin Team. One firefighter was taken to a local hospital after dislocating a toe while fighting the blaze. The fire was reported at approximately 7:48 a.m. on Monday and was fully involved when firefighters arrived on the scene. No one was in the building at the time of the fire. The garage is located behind the firehouse on Chatham Street. Chief Larry Eisen said the building is compromised and probably a total loss. Casey Steeler reported at Capitol Confidential that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's administration will switch off a controversial email policy that automatically deleted emails at state agencies and the executive chamber after 90 days. Deletion will now be, and I quote, entirely manual, end quote. That comes from a Cuomo representative following the so-called Transparency Summit on Friday, May the 22nd. Cuomo's secretary, Bill Marlowe, said the governor intends to introduce legislation that would make the application of the state's Freedom of Information Law uniform across all state entities. Under the current statute, many categories of documents produced by the legislature are presumed to be exempt from FOIL, inverting the presumption of disclosure that applies to every other state body. Jonathan Stemple reported for Reuters that a divided federal appeals court gave New York wide authority to regulate the content of custom license plates. The decision on Friday, May the 22nd, by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit reversed the lower court ruling ordering the state to let an adoption advocacy group put the words "Choose Life" on its own plates. The court said the commissioner of the State Department of Motor Vehicles had broad discretion to decide which plates to permit. And in rejecting the proposed plates, they did not violate the First Amendment free speech rights of the Children First Foundation. Finally, Kate Seckler reported in the Daily Mail that a statewide burn ban officially ended on Thursday, May the 21st. The ban, which began on March the 16th, was originally set to last 90 days, but on May 13th, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo extended the prohibition an additional week. According to the National Weather Service in Albany, the months of April and May have been drier than average this year, but moisture in the air has now increased. Scattered thunderstorms are expected every day this week. And speaking of scattered thunderstorms, here is the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. today. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 84 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. On Tuesday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 67. The chance of precipitation for tonight is 43%. Forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 7 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 83 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mostly cloudy with a low around 65. On Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 81 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. And on Friday, a chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Sunrise today was at 5:24 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:20 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 55 minutes. 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Tuesday, the 26th day of May 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.